Welcome to Church Online and Happy New Year to you. At the beginning of this new year, we acknowledge the traditional custodians on the lands wherever we are. Here, it's the Kaurna people, and we pay respect to their elders and customs and extend that respect to Indigenous people who are present with us in this service. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West and sharing with you today. We're sharing communion in a moment, the first thing we do in a service in this new year. So you might like to have some juice, some bread or crackers ready. It seems a long time ago, but it was only just before Christmas that carols at Mellor Park was a great night of community connection. It's hard to estimate the numbers, but possibly around 800 or so of us gathered, and it was a wonderful opportunity to share the Christmas story. We light this candle for the first church online for 2023 as a reminder of Christ's ongoing presence and love, leading us, with us now, and with us in 2023. As we come into this new year, and as we prepare for communion now, we come with praise and thanksgiving to worship our Maker with gladness and song, bringing glory and honour. O praise to the Almighty, sing praise to our God. Today we're having communion first, as the first thing we do together as a community of faith in this new year. It's a symbol of God's love for us. Love is experienced by touch, expressed by touch, like a hug for a friend or the embrace of someone that we know well. Communion, in one way, is the way that God touches us. It's a visible sign of God's love and grace that we experience together with Christians around the world. Connected across time, we participate together with Christians today, with Christians from the past, as well as Christians in the future. And so we start 2023 together with communion, drawn by God's abundant love, experiencing togetherness with God, one another, and all of creation, a symbol of togetherness as we journey into the year ahead. We remember how it all began. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples, and while they were eating, he took a piece of bread, gave thanks, broke it, and shared it among them. Following this, he gave thanks and passed around a cup of wine, from which they all drank. Let's pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for the invitation to this table that offers your very presence, your unfailing love, your amazing grace, that we may be filled, forgiven, encouraged, and sent out again. Thank you that nothing changes your love for us, that your love is constant amongst the uncertainty of our times. We do sing praise and thanksgiving and bring all glory and honour to you. Risen Christ, present with us now, thank you for all that you have done. Today, we remember your body broken and a life poured out in the symbols of this communion. We're sorry for the times that we miss the mark, for when we forget you on the journey, when we don't act out your love with others, when we forget the togetherness of the journey of our lives. We're sorry for when we say, do or think things that separate us from you, from others, or harm your creation. Thank you that these things, our sins, are forgiven. Through your body broken and life poured out, we are set free. Holy God, pour out your Spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and juice in front of each of us now, simple symbols from our kitchen and our everyday lives, reminding us of the body and blood of Christ. By this act, may we become united to Jesus and become all that you call us to be. We come craving change, change in the world, justice and peace, and change in our lives that nourishes our most inward being. Help us to prepare our hearts and minds for all that needs to change in this world and in ourselves today and in the year ahead. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory is yours forever. Amen. I invite you to join me as we say the Lord's Prayer together. You can do that in your preferred version or language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I encourage you to take the bread and to tear it apart. The bread that we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. A reminder that we're a broken people and we are put back together by God. And the cup that we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ, reminding us of the life of Christ. Here in this moment, graced by the Spirit of hope and peace, we discover and experience the wonderful love that Jesus has for us. And we rejoice that these are the gifts of God for us, the people of God. I invite you to take and to eat the bread. Share it around with others in the room if you're with others, remembering Jesus' body broken and his deep love for each one of us today and in the year ahead. And as we take the cup, we remember the life that Jesus lived and the life that we are called to live. Loving God, as a community meeting virtually today, may we be a sign of hope and faith, united in community together. May this food, this act, be a reminder in our everyday lives of your deep love for each of us in the year ahead. May it bring comfort amongst uncertainty, and may it strengthen us in our love for you and each other. Just as taking communion together is the centerpiece of this service today, may it also be the centerpiece of our lives in the year ahead. Make us your vessels. Make us your offering in the crushing, in the pressing. Make new wine out of us, we pray. Amen.
Today's Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born the King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
As quickly as we reach Christmas, we've now passed Christmas Day, and we're over halfway through the 12 days in the Christmas season, and we enter a new year. Some of us are grateful for this new year. There are limitless possibilities, a sense of a fresh start. There's something new about it. Others of us are confused and mystified. How did we get to 2023? And then others of us have seen so many of these before. It's a bit ho-hum, really. In the church calendar, we quickly move from the birth of Jesus to the Magi, following the star and visiting Jesus. This Sunday is known as Epiphany. An Epiphany is a moment of sudden and great revelation or realization. Other words for it would be realization, vision, insight, inspiration, sign, or surprise. The antonym, the opposite, is confusion, which is interesting in itself. In the reading today, the Magi, the wise ones, saw the light of the star leading them to the birth of new hope, an infant who would be called the light of the world. They experienced an epiphany. They saw the star and were compelled to follow it from its rising until it stopped. We don't know who the wise ones were. They may have been kings or astronomers or priests from another religion. It's unclear how many came, but we do believe that they came from a different country and had access to wealth, as seen by their expensive gifts. These wise ones were looking. They recognized something unusual because they were looking for something, anything unusual. They followed the star. They did the sensible thing and asked for directions once they reached Jerusalem. And as they were foreigners, this wasn't their local area. The next time you're in an unfamiliar place, remember the example of the wise ones seeking directions. They were overjoyed to see and to follow the star. And when they reached the child, they worshipped him with gifts, expensive gifts. They listened to God in a dream and went another way home rather than returning to Herod. It's an extraordinary story, a supernatural story. Wise ones who stepped into the unknown, followed a lead, the star, to an unknown land. They followed a good lead to find the Son of God, the King of the Jews. They were open to the mystery of the journey. Without GPS coordinates and no maps, they followed a star. Surely a strange thing to do at the time. It took them in a surprising direction. It took them to Jesus. The wise ones were not Jews themselves, showing that God in Jesus, God with flesh on, God incarnate, is for all people. The baby changed the world forever. God is with us and God is for us. The season of Epiphany is when Christians remember the manifestation of Christ to all in the world, including the Gentiles, us, as represented by the Magi in this story. There is a wonder and an awe at the revelation of God among us. It's the dawn of a new time. Just as Epiphany is the beginning of a new time, a new season, we stand at the beginning of a new year. In this new year, we pause for thought. We draw breath. What have we learned in the past year which might guide our steps in the way ahead? And as we look back to move forward, what lies in the year ahead? We too step into the unknown. We don't know what we will encounter. We leave behind the uncertainty of the last 3 years for more uncertainty and the unknown. Whose lead do we follow? At this time each year, I reflect and journal on the year that has passed and the year to come. It's a time of pausing for reflection. I think about fresh starts, possibilities, plans, and hopes. First, I list all the things that I'm thankful for over the past year. Where have I seen God at work in relationships with others, events, books, prayer times, and learning, in nature, in beauty, in the sacred, including where I've seen God in the struggle of life. I also list regrets, challenges, and times of sadness, world events, people we've lost, sickness and injury, things I've found challenging. And then I plan for the year ahead, not resolutions, but planning and goals, practical plans for the years, spiritual plans, prayers and priorities. And I prayerfully find a filter word or a phrase each year for me personally. And in this year, it is "Be still and know" from Psalm 46. I'll have reminders of the words around my office here at the church and the study at the manse. I'll do some mindfulness colouring of it whilst thinking about what being still and knowing that God is God means in my life, in my work, in my time, in my priorities. It's thinking about a new year as a new beginning. It could be any time, but a new year seems a natural time for it. Yes, you could do the full reflection, or simply think about just one thing this week that you are thankful for over the past year, one regret or challenge, and one thing to pray about this year. There are some words on the screen now. For the in-person service, there'll be cut-out stars on the front to pick up at the end of the service. But for us here today, I suggest you either go back to this screen after the service or take a photo on your mobile now. Look over the words prayerfully. Is one jumping out for you? These words are not intended to replace the Word of God in ordering our lives or to be seen as magical in any way. They simply offer a lens, a guide, for us to see other roads in our faith journeys. The hope is that, inspired by the Holy Spirit, God will be at work in each of us through our words, our star words, helping us to experience Christ in new ways for the year. You know, following the star leads us to unexpected places, just as the wise ones went to unexpected places. We may not expect what we find when we follow. Craig Rochelle wrote this in the last week, "Things to let go of in 2023. Fear of the future, the illusion of control, the pain of regret, shame from the past, the burden of unforgiveness. I wonder what your list would be. What is it that you can let go of in 2023? We must learn to live each day, each hour, even each minute, as a new beginning, as a unique opportunity to make everything new. Imagine that we could live each moment as a moment pregnant with new life. Imagine that we could walk through the new year always listening to the voice saying to us, I have a gift for you and I can't wait for you to see it. Imagine living, knowing God's promise afresh every day. Imagine. God's love is a gift to us, making everything new. Jesus makes things new. He brings acceptance, hope, and transformation in Him to our lives. The Magi followed a good lead to find the gift of God's love. Books need good leads. A good lead is enticing. It beckons. It promises the reader their time will be well spent and sets the tone and direction for the piece. All great content starts with a great lead. I wonder what or who is your good lead this year? The Magi followed a good lead in the star that took them to the child Jesus. They searched, they stepped into the unknown in their following. The lead, the star, took them in a surprising direction, and yet they were overjoyed when they found the child. Who will you follow? Will you step into the unknown so that you may know joy as you draw near, as you worship Jesus? The president of the Uniting Church, the Reverend Sharon Hollis, has written this new prayer for us. Let's pray. God of time and space, God beyond all that is, as we stand on the threshold between the end of one year and the beginning of a new year, grant us the gift of self-reflection, that we might review our year with honesty. Help us confess those things that were, that took us away from the things of your kingdom, that did not reflect your great love for us and all creation, or denied the image of God in the other. Help us give thanks for the times we have followed the way of Christ, for the acts of kindness, mercy, and compassion we experienced and offered, our participation in acts of justice and repair of creation. God of time and space, God beyond all that is, travel with us into the new year as you have been with us in the old one, that you might grant us courage to live freely, following the way of Jesus, generosity to love more abundantly, and hope to sustain our living for justice and peace. We pray in the name of Christ, our wisdom and hope. Amen. We come now with our prayers for others. Let's pray. God of compassion, we bring our prayers to you for all the precious gifts we receive, moments of beauty, love from family and friends, food from the earth, encounters that cultivate hope. Receive our gratitude for all this and more. Gracious God, at the start of a new year, we bring you our hopes for the world and for its peoples. We lift to you our world. We pray for countries devastated by violence or conflict, where there is poverty and despair, famine or hunger, oppression or pain. Grant peace and strength, we pray. We lift to you our communities for flood-affected areas, for communities and individuals living in fear. We pray for levees to hold, people to be safe, for businesses and livelihoods to be sustained. We also pray for all those with COVID in our current COVID spike, for the families of the 24 who died from COVID just in this past week, for the nearly 200 hospitalised. Grant healing and strength, we pray. We lift to you people on our hearts today, lives burdened by loss or heartache, struggling with illness or pain, grieving loss, all those carrying hidden sorrows. Grant strength and healing, we pray. We pray too for the beach and family missions happening around our state, for the leaders serving, quite a few of them from Adelaide West, for children to hear about your love. We lift to you all those who, like the Magi, are searching for something, for new meaning, the right path, for community, for your presence. Grant a kind and guiding light. We bring our offerings to you, our financial and practical giving. May these gifts bring your love to others. May they enable words of life and hope in people's lives. We lift these prayers to you, along with all those which remain unspoken, trusting that you have received them all with mercy and grace. In the name of Jesus, who is with us everywhere we go. Amen.
One, two, three, four. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow. To those in need, take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow where you lead. Take these hands, may they reach out love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk everywhere we go.
In this new year, everywhere we go, God goes before us, watches behind us, and walks beside us. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like prayer, please send us an email. We would love to pray for you. As we begin 2023, follow the good lead. Just as the Magi followed a good lead in the star that took them to Jesus, be ready to step into the unknown. Be open to the mystery. May communion be the centerpiece of your life in the year ahead, a reminder of God's deep love for you every day, everywhere you go. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the friendship and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you throughout 2023. Amen. Happy New Year and blessings on your way.
Love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are. side.